Blog Talk Radio.
Thanksgiving in my mind. Thank you for giving me courage to do your will with the ability and the things needed to do so. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We sheep come thanking you in prayer and appreciating you with gratitude for your love, mercy, kindness upon us, and giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, love, family, making us an overcomer, giving us courage, patience, wealth and money, and most of all, we come in prayer, thanking you for awakening our minds from deep sleep to your truth. Again, we thank you. We thank you for giving us prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Your only day in the Bible that says you are to rest and keep it holy. You'll find that in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. I want you to follow me to Psalm 79. After that, I want you to follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verse 29. Let's read from the book of Psalms, chapter 79. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance, your holy temple. They have defiled. And what he's talking about here is Titus, the Roman emperor, went in and defeated Jerusalem and took their goods or their treasures back to Rome. And I'm thinking those treasures are in the Vatican. I don't know for sure, but those treasures were taken to Rome by Titus. They have laid Jerusalem in heaps. Verse 2. The dead bodies of your servants, they have given as food for the birds of heaven. Let me read that again. They have given as food for the birds of the heavens the flesh of your saints to the beasts, and beasts are to animals of the earth. Blood they have shed like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a reproach. A reproach is like a disgrace or disappointment to our neighbors, a scorn and derision. A derision is made ridicule of, or they're mocked or scorned. To all those around us. Verse 5. How long, Yah, will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your wrath. Wrath means rage or anger on the nations that do not know you. Amen. Start today, right now, this second. And of the kingdoms that do not call on your name, for they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his dwelling place. Oh, do not remember former iniquities against us. And of course, iniquities, those are your sins that you committed, the wrongdoings that you've done in life. Let your tender mercies come speedily to meet us, for we have been brought very low. And that's true for us African Americans in the United States of America. The majority of us have been brought down very low. Help us, O God, of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins. And of course, atonement is for making amends for whatever we've done wrong in life, for all of our wrongdoings. For your name's sake, why should the nations say, where's their God? Yet there, let there be known among the nations in our sight the avenging of the blood of your servants, which has been shed. Let them groan of the prisoners. Let's start again, verse 11. Let the groaning of the prisoners come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are appointed to die and return to our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach with which they reproach you, O Yah. He's praying that you get it back. Verse 13. So we have, let's read verse 13 again. So we, your people and sheep of your pasture, will give you thanks forever and will show forth your praise to all generations. I have just read Psalm 79, a dirge means grief, sorrow, and weeping. A dread prayer for Israel destroyed by enemies. Okay, sheep, follow me to the book of Isaiah. That's located in the Old Testament. chapter 42, verse 21, although I stopped at verse 22. I read verse 22 last time, but I think it's important for me to go up to verse 21 and read that again. Let's go there and read with me. Israel, obstinate disobedience. This obstinate means refusing to change, to change your opinion or your behavior, just refusing to change, being stubborn. And I know someone who is stubborn. Yours truly. Yeah, that's right. It's me. Verse 21. Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Verse 22. But this is a people robbed and plundered. And that's us black folks here in America. Where on earth is there a nation that doesn't have its own? Other countries have their own, and they are in rule. But we are ruled by the oppressing regime, in my mind. Let's read. We are a plundered people. Let's go back up to verse 22. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes. And snared means to be trapped. And they are hidden in prison houses. That's true. And I mean literally. The United States tend to build prisons for our children. Prisons for us. Even in old age. Look at what happened in Detroit last week. Yeah, go back and Google it. Google is my search engine. I love Google. I think they are so smart and intelligent. I just happen to love them. And I'm not computer savvy. That's why I go to Google and look stuff up, and they usually tell me. They're hidden not only in the prison houses, but it could be in your mind. You could have fear. You can have hatred. You can think you're more than someone else. You know? So those things are prisons too. Let's pick up reading. And they are hidden in the prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says restore. Where here I am, Father. God in heaven. I'm going to say restore again, as I said last week in a prayer. See, let us all take a minute or a moment to say a prayer to our Father God in heaven, our Redeemer, to restore us. Heavenly Father, we take this moment, this second in time, to say, restore us, the people who have been robbed and plundered. Restore us with no limitations. Have your way in doing your will, restoring us. Right now, this second, I pray in Yah's name. Amen. Verse 23. We are reading in the book of Isaiah, chapter 42. We're at verse 23. Who among you will give an ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for plunder and Israel to the robbers? I just thought about what we just read in Psalms 79. Let me finish reading this and I'll go back to Psalm 79. Verse 24 again. Who gave Jacob to plunder and Israel to robbers? Was it not Yah? He against whom we have sinned? for they would not walk in his ways. One, that's one, they would not walk in his ways. And two, more were they obedient to his law. So this is why we are suffering so, black folk in the United States. And to all those of you who are listening, we are suffering because we did not walk in God's ways as well. We were disobedient to his law. So he allowed you to plunder over us and to rob us. But yet, there was a way out. He said, this prophecy says, no one said to restore. So I have prayed that God restore us this moment, this second in time. So your day is over, ruling over us and making fun and ridiculing us. Your day is done. We're going to begin a new thing. Verse 25. Therefore, he has poured on him the fury of his anger and the strength of his battle. It has set him on fire all around. Yet he did not know. Well, we did not know, but we know now. And it burned him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Let's pick up reading again in verse 25. Therefore, he has poured on him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. It has set him on fire all around, yet he did not know it, and it burned him. We know it now, our Father. We know now. We know to get back into your will and to your way. Yet he did not take it to heart. Well, I have taken it to heart. And we sheep, some of us are living. We are in your will, in your walk, and we are obedient to you. Now, I said that Psalm 79 is apropos to the verses that I've just read. That's because in Psalm 79, it tells you, it's about a dirge and a prayer for Israel destroyed by enemies. And if you read Titus in 70 A.D., Titus went and destroyed the holy temple. He defiled it. And he took the treasuries of Jerusalem to Rome. Look it up. When I was in school, I'll tell you now, I did not pay attention. But you young folks, you pay attention and remember what has happened to you. And it's my belief that we black folks who have been enslaved in the United States of America and who is being ruled over, lied to, and dominated. In fact, the whole world has been lied to. If you don't read this Old Testament, then you will not know the lie that has been perpetrated on everyone. And that's got to be turned around. The truth has to come out. At least you'll know the truth. Let's read the Redeemer of Israel, chapter 43. But now, thus says Yah, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Redeemed means to recover or to regain. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Do you hear that, sheep? Oh, my God. Verse 2. When you pass through the water, I will be with you. And go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Now, that's a song. I made up a song about maybe 15, 20 years ago. And it went sort of like this. I've gone through the fire, and I come out without smelling like scorch. I did not get burned, but I tell you, it was a rough fire. Thank you for your deliverance, Father God. Let me, verse 2. We're in chapter 43 of Isaiah. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For I am Yah, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Seba, it was Cush. Those are the names of, in the Old Testament. And that brings me back to what happened to that area back about 10, 12 years ago. There was shock and awe in Iraq. And 3 or 4 days, maybe a week or two after that, the museums were robbed. Their treasuries were taken. So where have they gone? Was shock and awe about the theft of Iraq's treasury? That could have been behind it too. Oh, I'm getting behind. Father, let me not ramble. Let me be about your will. Let's pick up reading verse 3 in chapter 43 of Isaiah. For I am Yah, your Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place, since you were precious in my sight. You hear that, black folks? Africans, we are precious in God's sight. You have been honored, and we don't even know it, but we know now. And I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, I am with you. And this is what God told me years ago in a dream. And I finally have the courage to do what he has told me. He told me, first, feed his sheep. And he gave me a dream. Listen to my very first program. I talk about that dream. And then I went years, because that dream, it wouldn't leave me alone. So I told God, I said, God, you know, I'm not smart enough to understand what you are saying to me. And I said to him, you got to tell me. Well, I will know what I'm supposed to do. And I stopped doing all those things that I was doing, like being me. So, and I really went back to church and all that. And then, well, I said, God, I've been waiting for 8 or 9 years now, and I asked you to tell me if I'm supposed to do feed your sheep, if that means that I'm supposed to talk to the people. And so it was like a Thursday night. I said, well, tomorrow night I'm going to go out and play. And then that same Thursday night I had a dream that says, minister unto the people, and fear not, I am with you. So this is what God told me. Fear not, I am with you. And I'm thinking, not only is he with me, but he is with my people who have been scourged, plundered, robbed, lied on, brought drugs into our communities, made us do unbearable things, put us in prison, all those things the oppressor has done. And Father, let me be about your will. I'm rambling, and I have a few words left, a few moments left for this program. So let me read for the next 3 minutes without interference. Verse 5 of chapter 43. Fear not, I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up. And to the south, do not keep them back. That's when we were in slavery. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. So men, we women have a role to play in God's word. We can bring you that word. And I was at a conference 2 weeks ago, and those women brought the word. I will talk about them at another time, another day. Verse 7, everyone who calls by my name, excuse me, let me read verse 7 again. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes. That's us black folks. And the deaf who have ears. And all the nations be gathered together. And let the people be assembled. Assembled means to meet together. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring out their witnesses that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. See, I was about to stop there, but I will stop in a minute. Verse 10, you are my witnesses, says Yah, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe and understand I am he. Before me there was no God form, nor shall there be after me. I am Yah. And besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed. Proclaims means to announce, to publicly. And there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, says Yah, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I am he, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? I'm going to stop right here, sheep, and we're going to pick up at chapter 43, verse 14 next time. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father, this is our closing prayer for today. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for all the things, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving our debt a debtors. In your son's name I pray. Peace to us all. Amen. I want you to purchase this book, Eat and Live Longer. You go to www.eatandliveLonger.com and purchase the book and live by it. Sheep, remember to take God with you, our Heavenly Father, everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time.
Heaven might find a place. Lift up our hearts.